Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with US President Trump in Washington, D.C. in both restricted and delegation-level formats. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to interact with senior U.S. administration figures, business leaders, and members of the Indian community. Prime Minister Modi reached Washington in the wee hours today after concluding his successful visit to France. Members of the Indian community braved harsh winters and gathered outside Blair House to welcome Mr. Modi, who is among the first few world leaders to visit the U.S. following the inauguration of the U.S. president. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that he is looking forward to meeting Mr. Trump and building upon the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. Later, Prime Minister Modi met US Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard today and discussed strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations. Back home, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations in the Union Budget 2025-26. Replying to the discussion in the budget in the Rajya Sabha, Ms. Sitharaman said that the budget aims to accelerate growth besides encouraging private investment. The minister said that there is no reduction in the effective capital expenditure as claimed by the opposition. She said this budget has been made during a very difficult time and challenges. The finance minister said that there was a drastic reduction in the short-term borrowings in the budget for ensuring greater liquidity in the market for the private sector. The Income Tax Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the laws relating to income tax. Introducing the bill, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act, and it has been simplified for the easy comprehension of the common man. The minister rejected the objections raised by some opposition members regarding the bill. The Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was today tabled in both the Houses of Parliament amid opposition protests. Meanwhile, Lok Sabha today went into recess till the 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close. Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. In Germany, over 20 people were injured in Munich as a car drove into a group of people near the central train station today. According to Munich's mayor, Dieter Reiter, children were also among the injured. Local media reports the group reportedly consisted of people carrying out a token strike by the trade union. Police said the driver was detained at the scene. The incident occurred just a day before high-ranking politicians from across the world are going to gather in the city for the prestigious Munich Security Conference. World Radio Day is being celebrated today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion. He said from news and culture to music and storytelling, radio is a powerful medium that celebrates creativity. On the occasion, INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju inaugurated the Radio Festival 2025 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, he said, Akashvani is among the largest broadcasting organizations in the world and reaches 98% of the population. Director General Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur said, people have trust in news as well as content of the Akashvani programs. In Indian Super League ISL football match, Northeast United will take on Jamshedpur at the GRD Tata Sports Complex in Jamshedpur today. The match is scheduled at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. In Arunachal Pradesh, the picturesque town of Tawang has been experiencing heavy snowfall for the past 2 to 3 days, leading to travel disruptions. According to District Information and Public Relations Officer Navang Chotta, there have been no reports of any untoward incident so far due to the extreme weather conditions. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended nearly flat, giving up gains secured in intraday trade. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex fell 32 points to close at 76,139, while Nifty 50 closed marginally down by 14 points to settle at 23,031. And that is the end of this news bulletin.